We're back. And here's your chance to win $1,000. Text this hour's national keyword SCORE to 95819. That's SCORE to 95819. We'll text you back to confirm your entry. Data and messaging rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. You can play five times each weekday for a chance to win. It's 5-K, a day on 760 WJR. So official rules and more info on WJR.com. I have to tell you, I got to meet our next guest, and I am so impressed. You know, we have some of the smartest people around in our town that have been working here, sometimes quietly behind the scenes, and now stepping out in front. And I got to tell you, one of the most impressive people in Detroit, in Michigan, in the Midwest, is the new CEO of Bedrock, Jared Fleischer. Jared, you with me, my friend?
How could I miss that? Well, of an introduction, man. Thank you.
Well, I speak the truth. I speak the truth. So I have to tell you, I just had Warren Evans on, and then prior to that, AB, we were talking about the Lions and the like. And the first thing I wanted to throw by you, how excited are you for what's happening in the city of Detroit, especially what's going to happen with the Tigers coming in tomorrow, the playoffs, how our Lions are doing. Now we got the Pistons taking off. I mean, there's a vibe going on that all is well in the world here in our metropolitan city.
I couldn't agree with you more. I'm convinced, not just because I'm a homer, that the Lions are the best team in football. It's an interesting year where a lot of the marquee teams that you thought were going to be great, you know, the Ravens are 1-4. I'll tell you what, man, I don't know that anybody is playing better football and putting up more points than the Lions. Obviously, the energy that brings is second to none. You know, the Tigers, held their own out in Seattle. You know, they could have won both of those games. They won the first game in extra innings. They're coming home to fill Comerica, to fill our streets as we root the Tigers through the playoffs. You're right, the Pistons, you know, deep playoff run last year. Could have even beat the Knicks. There is so much energy. You add, you know, all that coming together. You've got, the holidays coming up. You've got Hudson's opening. You've got all the new developments that are happening. You've got more retail on the streets of downtown Detroit than you've had in 70 years, highlighted by the Apple Store and so much more. You've really got an exciting time here in our city.
I really think so, and a lot owed to Bedrock for all the work you guys do. I had a small tour of the new Hudson building. How exciting is that for Bedrock? Everything going to plan?
Absolutely. So I'll kind of talk about it from a personal standpoint. Before I came here to Detroit and been here for about 15 years, I was working in Washington, D.C., and I would do a lot of work in the Capitol building. And every time I would go to the Capitol, you know, magnificent dome, it would never get old. It would be awe-inspiring every time I see it. And I find myself, you know, with the same experience with Hudson's. I happen to live, in Brush Park, right across from Little Caesars Arena. And I walk to work, you know, most mornings, walk home and walk by Hudson's. And it doesn't get old. You know, every time I look at
That's
it, I'm
cool.
Like, this is, Dan has really built, an extraordinary landmark for the city. And then we couldn't be more excited about, you know, what's going in it. We got great retail on the ground floor. Aloe is open. It's killing it. Actually, Aloe is opening. A bunch of Aloe stores across the world opened on the same day. And I hope I'm allowed to say this, but the Detroit store was the best performing one. Tecovas, Western Wear, Beach Leather, you know, about to open, coming up very soon. The department, which is the, you know, incredible event space on the second and third floors, best place to get married, have a corporate function, big old holiday party, just extraordinary space. We've seen that already attract big national conferences. That's humming. General Motors will be moving into its new world headquarters and the office space above it beginning of next year. We got a rooftop restaurant and bar concept that's coming.
Wow.
Nick Gilbert Way, which is the public plaza. We're going to have some really special, exciting announcements coming up soon about how that's going to be an incredible programmed asset for the community. And then the beautiful tower is going to have a world-class hotel. Dan hates the word world-class, by the way. So I should say an incredible hotel, beautiful hotel. But it's going to help our tourism. It's going to help us. We attract things like, the Final Four and future conventions. Just an extraordinary hotel going in the tower and then condos above it. Really, just an incredible mixed-use project that, because it has so many different things going on, is going to be just an absolute engine for our city.
That is to say it lightly. You know, there was a great, what was it, Field of Dreams? Build it, they'll come. The fact of the matter is, I mean, when you have the bricks and mortar and you have the hotel condos, you have everything put together, all you're doing is bringing commerce and people to enjoy the great city of Detroit downtown. They can actually touch it. They can actually see it. I just had a friend tell me from San Francisco, we're happening back again. They were down for a while, but now with all the AI projects. And I told him, I said, listen, you want to see a city come back. And much credit to you, my friend, much credit to you and your team and your staff of bringing Detroit back, because I work and live down here all the time. This is where my office and my home is. You feel it, you see it. I've been here forever, it seems like, and you can just feel the pulse when you walk down here.
I know we got to go, but I got to give credit to our founder and chairman, Dan Gilbert.
Amen to that.
His commitment. He has a phrase, you will see it when you believe it. He believed it, and now everybody is seeing it. Thank you for the time, Todd.
Oh, thank you. And you're absolutely right, Dan Gilbert. Our hats off to him. Well, I got to tell you that you just got to come down here. You'll see it. You'll see it in Detroit. We'll be right back with Focus and Paul W. Smith and Flood filling in for him.